Good morning. Welcome into In Focus on News Radio KMAN. It is our chance to get an update from the Manhattan City Commission, and we've got a City Commission meeting tonight, 7 o'clock. There will be a briefing session at 5:30 as well at City Hall. Joining us in studio today, City Manager Ron Fear. Good morning, sir.
Hey, good morning, Brandon.
Good to talk to you again, and Commissioner Mark Hattisall joins us.
Good morning, Brandon.
Pleasure to have you in, and we'll be talking about city business here today. There's kind of a brief agenda here, but it's important stuff. Here we're going to be talking about the airport runway and development here over at Meadowlark going on. And as far as other city business happening right now, revenues, I know you had the numbers come in at the end of January. I don't know if we talked about that or not, but those have been looking pretty positive for the last few months.
They have. This would have been sales tax receipts, essentially for sales that occurred in November. So it was a good report and a good way to start the year. Traditionally, our first couple months of the new year reflect a lot of holiday shopping in the previous months, and generally are pretty favorable. So that's a positive. We also got report that our last quarterly payment for transient guest tax is one of the highest we've ever received. Usually it's in the $400,000 range, and this one was in the $600,000 range, so pretty significant. We are starting to see additional revenue from short-term rentals in the community, and that's kind of a high rental season for some of them. So we'll see if the trend continues. Hopefully it will.
I was going to say, I know nationwide they talked about there was a little bit of a dip of 1.5% or something in sales for December, which may have been because there wasn't as many items for people to buy with the supply shortage. But here, I think we ended up approximately $800,000 higher with the sales tax compared to the projections. So that is a nice little cushion to carry into next year.
Certainly is. And I know for several months last year when we had Wynn Butler on the program, he said, "Well, we can't quite call it a trend just yet here." And I know there's like a certain threshold you kind of wait until you can actually call it a trend. Have we met that threshold yet, do you think?
Oh, I think we're starting to get there. We just really need to kind of see. You know, our revenue fluctuates, especially in sales tax. If you look at those monthly receipts, really trying to kind of tie them back to, you know, what is a normal year.
Right.
So nothing's been normal since COVID from that standpoint. So we've been trying to tie things back to 2019 pre-COVID. And so this last report was better than 2019. So that was a positive sign. Again, you don't know if there's a pent-up reason for that or if it's but it's certainly usually you need about a five-month kind of component to make that a trend, and it's dipped in between there, so it's kind of dependent on just a variety of different aspects. One of the positive things has been, something that I was concerned about was we did see a substantial increase in sales tax revenue from compensating use tax, so that's the sales tax that's charged on online shopping. That has grown substantially since that law has been enacted. And then the legislature last year went further to try. There were some situations for such as Amazon, for example, they would host different sellers on their site that weren't collecting that sales tax. And so the legislation required those secondary and tertiary groups to collect that sales tax also. So that's basically been a bump. And even the playing field for all the sellers, I think, in a fair way. So that's a good trend. And as that has stayed up, I worried a little bit about whether folks would go back to the brick and mortar stores. They have, and I guess that'll be the one to see whether that continues to be a trend, whether that online shopping stays strong. I think it probably will. Folks got used to it. But if they also have been out engaging with our bricks and mortar stores, local stores, and that's a positive.
Yeah. I'm always curious. So I don't know the inner workings of how the budget works, but I know a little bit here. Those sales tax dollars, where do they go to kind of help the city's finances at?
So most of the general sales tax funds are supporting the city's general fund. a little bit of property tax goes into our bond indentures fund, a little bit goes into our employee benefit fund, our fire employee benefit fund. But the bulk of the city's mill levy goes to fund RCPD. So most of our city departments live off sales tax primarily as a significant source of revenue. There is a property tax reduction fund that a portion of that sales tax goes to as well, and a little bit goes to debt service as well. So it goes a little bit everywhere, but it's our bread and butter in the general fund, no question about it.
And that's been the concern over the last few years when sales tax numbers have sort of stagnated the last 3 to 5 years, really. And when that's constantly growing at 5, 7, 8%, you can budget and kind of be fairly confident that those numbers are going to come in. But when you lose a brigade out at Fort Riley and K-State drops 3,000 students, that's a lot of buying power. And while we've been able to kind of maintain the same sales tax numbers, they haven't been growing like they did 10, 15 years ago. And that becomes a bit of a concern when so much of the city operations are relying on them.
Yeah. Well, let's hope these strong numbers continue and we'll see some more improvement out there. As far as other things going on in the city, kind of quiet right now. I know you got construction going on around the city here, and really just the one major project that I can think of is the one there on Kimball, and that's a year-long closure. But aside from that, do we have anything else going on?
So we're getting ready to do some more. The commission awarded a couple contracts in December. Mm-hmm. One is the second portion of the North Campus Corridor there on Kimball. Actually, around the second week of March, I think that's when that – actually, the construction's already started. If you've been traveling between Denison and College, there's already some lane closures. You can mm-hmm. see a lot of the activity. It's hard to kind of tell which is the sports university construction because they're building the new indoor center,
right.
Football practice facility on the south side of the road, and then most of our work for our contractors doing some drainage and other work, stormwater work on the north side. And so, but the plan is to close that section of roadway and then around that mid-March timeframe so that the contractor can get the bulk of the work done and try to have most of that work complete, at least from a traffic flow standpoint, by the end of August before football starts back up again. That's kind of the deadline for the section between Denison and North Manhattan, too, where at least those projects can be at least opened up to two lanes of traffic and not be completely closed. So far, things are on schedule for those particular projects. Weather's been very cooperative, and that's helped out a lot. There's a number. We're still working down in Aggieville on the parking structure, and then working most of the 14th Street work got done. There's still a little bit of work to do at 14th and Anderson. The signals there, folks I know have been frustrated with that. We're waiting on some parts for some of the signals. We got the signals and everything else, but they weren't completely there from a programming and detection standpoint. So they're kind of in a program preset stage. And that's sometimes you get that where there's no left turn vehicle in the left turn lanes, but you get a left turn signal, and that's part of what the equipment that's reportedly on a container out on the ocean somewhere. So hopefully it'll get here. And we did have some come in for the signal there that's new at 14th and Laramie, and it seems to be working a lot better because of that. So that's a lot of our challenges now is just parts and supplies for different components and of especially traffic signals and that sort of thing. But it's true for a lot of different pieces of equipment and parts and delivery. So that's going well. The other project that's actually on, we've got some street maintenance work that's been awarded and occurring up in the Stag Hill area. That's a Davis Drive, some of that particular area up there. There's a project on the agenda tonight to award a street project on Allison. So we'll rebuild Allison Avenue as well as some sidewalks there. Next to Genesis, there's a benefit district that was formed. Fortunately, there's really not much of any sidewalks in the Stag Hill area when you get to the top of Allison, but from that new facility, you can go down to Seth Child and over to the police station, over to the kind of the target shopping area. Those have been connected. So this will at least link up to those facilities. There's a benefit district that was created to help fund that sidewalk improvement, and that's that was about 85% to the property and 15%. There's a, some the city owns a pump station that's adjacent to the roadway, and then also there's some of the gap in between down on Seth Childs that, that we're funding that part of. So looking forward to one of the other things that's certainly occurring right now is just availability of contractors. With the last three projects we've bid, we've only had one contractor bid. So that's starting to be a concern too. So in some ways, we're kind of glad we don't have a big laundry list of projects. So we're hopeful that we can maintain some interest in some of our, especially our smaller projects, because we do have some other sidewalk projects that we anticipate awarding, and then street maintenance work as well. So those are some of the bigger projects that are certainly going on right now. The other project that the commission awarded in December was the reconstruction of North Manhattan Avenue, and that will start here later this spring from Fremont, reconstructing North Manhattan all the way to Bluemont. It's about a $6 million project. 40% of that is utility work underground, so replacing, upgrading water lines, upgrading all the service lines to all the businesses, and we'll do that in about three phases. So we're trying to get the parking garage completed and it available for a lot of that construction starts up.
All right. A lot of stuff.
Yeah. And the good thing, once the parking garage gets done, there have been some other potential projects which have been kind of been put on hold waiting for that to be finished. And so hopefully once that's done, we can get some of the other redevelopment ideas that are being tossed about to start moving forward a little faster.
All right. Well, we'll take a break. Come back more with our city officials in a moment. We'll get into the tonight's agenda in just a moment here. News Radio KMAN.